Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. My name is Jenny White, and I'm a children's book author. There's A Surprise for Junior. There's Looney the Loon and the Littered Lake. And Junior Rabbit Learns About Christmas. And soon to be released is Junior Rabbit Goes to Philadelphia. You may purchase one, two, or all three of these by going to my website, www.jennysreadingcorner.com, or you may call 248-943-3974. And now we will talk about something that happened to our guests. And we're going to begin talking about Acts 9, 1 through 19, that speaks of Saul being converted on the Damascus Road. And I'm sure all of you have heard this story where God knocked him off his beast and there was bright light and Saul became blind. But he was on his way to persecute and murder the people that were serving Christ, God. So after that, God asked him, why was he persecuting him? And as the story goes, Saul was converted on that road. But our guest was speaking of a time when he had thought he was saved, but he was angry with God because God had taken his father from him when he was a child. And we're not going to say God had taken his father, because I know that sometimes we do say that, but we're just going to say his father passed when he was a child. And he became very angry. But there was a time when he was comforted with the idea that he would see his father again. But years later, he had contracted a disease. Something was going on with his foot, and he had to travel on the road, I think it was weekly or whatever, to get his treatment for his foot. And as you're driving, you know, when you're driving it, especially if you have to go a distance, then your mind, you know, starts wondering. And he was just thinking in his mind that even though his father was dead, that he would see him again when he died. And as he was thinking that to himself, suddenly he heard a voice that asked him what made him think that he would see his father again. And it was then that he realized that he was not saved, and that if he died, he would not see his father. In that instance, when he realized he wasn't saved, he said that the only thing that he could do was pull over to the side of the road and just cry. And think about it. What would you have done if you had come to the realization that you weren't saved? So we're going to take a break, and we will come back. And then we'll introduce our guest.
We'll be right back after these messages.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. One in three women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband. And in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org, for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Hi, Mr. Hightower. Hello, Mr. Hightower, are you there? So welcome back to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And we were going to talk about a Damascus Road conversion on the highway. But my guest has not come in yet. So until he comes in, I would like to ask my callers, if you could go back in time and change something in your life, what would that something be? I guess I have to go first. If I could go back in my life. Well, thinking about my life, my past has shaped who I am today. So even though some of it was, well, not good, I can't say that I would change it, because if I changed it, then I would possibly be a different person. I'm not sure how that would go. But the one thing that I would change, if I could, my mother would not have passed 3 days before my 10th birthday. So that would be the one thing that I would most like to have changed in my life. So callers, that's just one thing that I can think of right now off the top of my head, but I want to ask you if you will chime in, and if you could tell me, if you could go back in time, if you could, and change anything in your life, would you change your parents? Would you change your marriage partner? I mean, if you were married, if you aren't married and maybe divorced, would you have stayed with your partner? I don't know. What do you thing, if you could go back in your life and change anything, what would you change? And we have a caller who's on the line. So, caller, Miss Lucy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. There's the question that I'm asking my listeners, and we're just trying to kind of wait it out until my guest gets here. But if there's anything that you could change, if you could go back, what would you change in your life?
Well, like you said, if you look at yourself now, even the negative things that you feel that you want to change in your life, they have helped to shape the way you are today. It might have been a negative effect, but maybe the way I took it, handled it, it could have been a more positive manner. One thing I would like to have changed in my life was that when I was, I've been heavy all my life. When I was 9 years old, I was 190 pounds back then. And now I'm approaching 70. And I tell you, it's the hardest thing to get off. I've tried losing weight. I've tried this. I've tried that. And, you know, and you become so attached and emotionally built, bound by trying to lose weight, that I guess in trying to fight this area, you become, it makes you appear negative in so many other areas when you're not. It makes you feel like you're not accepted. And sure, we know that how people treat people who are heavy in a lot of ways, but then we don't have to internalize it to the point where we somewhat reject ourselves or we appear as rejecting ourselves. This is one area that I feel that I should have changed because I wish I had worked harder to change it. It doesn't mean that I didn't work hard to change it, but the emotional damage and things of that nature and being heavy and knowing how society looks at a person who is heavy. They call you undisciplined, you're this, you're that. It just could have been a pattern that has been established in your life that you have to break. It's, you know, most of my family, women are heavy women and all of this. And it's just something that's hard to break. And this is one area that I said, Lord, before I come to stand before you, I would like to lose all of this weight, you know, and get it off me. It's been an up and down affair for my whole life, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down, you know, and I've noticed something too. I was reading recently, a lot of the people, celebrities who are losing weight, they're having surgeries and things of that nature. And I know one person that I know of, she's had the surgery 2 or 3 times, you know, and to keep the weight off, she hates being heavy and she has had 2 or 3 surgeries. One time we thought she was going to leave here, but she just hates being heavy. And so this is the way she has been controlling her weight, having those surgeries and things of that nature.
Miss Payne, had no idea. I did not know that if you had the surgery that you could have it again. I didn't know that because from my understanding that they cut some of your stomach out or something like that? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I learned about the surgery years ago. And I've had some friends to take it. I have this one person I know who told me about the surgery and the doctor that was doing it. Okay, she lost weight. And we were at work. She lost the weight. And she looked good, wearing a fur coat and things like that, feeling good. But then she became an alcoholic and died of alcoholism. So whatever it is that's driving you to overeat, that whatever is driving you to do that, it will go someplace else. It will, you know, show up some other way in your life. Whatever
Absolutely.
It is, it has to be dealt with. And I told my other my girlfriend about it. She had the surgery. She lost weight. They're feeling good, but something happened. But you have to find a medium of controlling yourself in this one area in order to keep it. You have to work with it, or else you're going to go right back up, you know, again.
I agree with what you were saying because you have to put something in that place. I used to be a smoker years ago, and as long as I was smoking, I was small, smaller than I am now. But when I stop smoking, I replace the cigarette with food. And now I'm larger today than I was when I was pregnant. So that is something that I think we all have to control. But can I ask you a question? At some point in your life, were you ever down to a size where you could live with it?
I definitely was. And you know what? It didn't feel like me. It didn't feel like me. And so you know what I did, don't you?
Okay.
Take my way back up. It didn't feel like me. You've got to, it's an emotional, a mental, whatever it is, it's emotional, it's mental. It's a lot of things that come to play about weight. I had a friend who, in order to lose weight, she started smoking. And she lost weight. She started smoking. When she wanted to eat, she pulled a cigarette out. And she lost the weight. And she looked good. But it has to go somewhere. Somewhere you have to find that place in your life, that satisfaction in your life, that when you lose the weight, you stay there, you're comfortable, you know, the whatever is causing you. And like I said, I was very young when I was, my mother said I was a small baby, but I got big all of a sudden. I mean, you know, all of a sudden I was 109. It wasn't because I had maybe a thyroid problem. They tried to look at thyroid, but no, I had a thyroid problem already. You know, I was overeating all the time. Overeating. And you have to find some way to control that. Sometimes I said, I wish that I could have found something within myself to bring it about. And I've lost weight a lot of times. Yeah, I've lost, you know, I was listening to one of the, just looking at a lot of the celebrities that have lost weight, and most of them have had some type of surgery, some type of something to help them so that they could maintain their, you know, whatever was necessary in order to still be popular. They've had to have some kind of surgery.
That surgery some kind is of popular now. It's
popular. The sleeve.
You can have it more than one time.
Yeah, and I had one friend, her sister died from the surgery. You know, she never recovered from it, and it killed her.
Oh, wow. I have heard that before you can have the surgery, you have to go through some kind of psychological time where you know. I think when you lose the weight on your own, you still think you're fat. I think that's the problem. You still think you're fat. And there has to be some point where you realize that, you know, I'm going to accept myself.
That's the whole thing.
That way. It is, and I agree with you. It is mental. It's definitely a mind thing.
Mental, emotional, and the way you want it. But you first of all have to, I've come to the point where I have to accept myself as I am, knowing that I'm still loved, I'm still a person. No matter what anybody has to say, you feel good about yourself so that when you start to lose the weight, whether you know, you don't crucify yourself if you get off your diet or get off this new way of eating, a new way of living. And you can accept yourself and you're able to go on and master it. And this is what I've been trying so far. And then again, I try to stay away from the scale. If I lose 5 pounds, I have to go celebrate. There's only one way for me to celebrate, you know. So you can't celebrate. You have to go on and live it, controlling what you eat, you know, how you think about what you, and you have to control what you think about yourself, never mind what anyone else has to say about it, and feel good about yourself. You have to feel good about yourself right where you are.
And
right
you
where
know,
you are.
That's one of the comments that I was going to make, that we don't necessarily, we hear people when they, you know, talk about us or say negative things about us. We do hear that. But what we hear most is what's in our own head.
What we agree with ourselves.
How we feel about ourselves makes everything happen.
Yeah.
But you have to feel within yourself that you are worthy to be loved. You are worthy to have your career. You have to make up in your mind, because what you think about yourself is the way that you're going to react.
And project it. You're going to project it, yeah.
Yes. So you have to get that straight about yourself.
That is true.
You really do. So, listeners, what we're talking about, since my guest has not arrived yet, we're talking about if you had any way to go back in time and change something in your life, what would that be? And all my listeners, all you have to do is press the 1 on your phone, and I will come to you, and you will be streaming live, and you can tell us, what one thing would you change in your life? Think about it, and we will go to a break.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know? If you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and thank you for listening to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight, our guest has not yet arrived, so we're talking about if you could go back in time and change something in your life, what would that be? And I have a few listeners, and I'm waiting for someone to press the 1 and chime in and say what they would change in their life. So, callers, I have a caller.
Well, hello, Jenny White. Thank you for...
How you doing, Miss Terry from Texas?
Caller. I am doing well.
So my question to you is, if you could go back in time and change anything in your life, what would that be?
Well, there are so many things that I
can't pinpoint one time.
Pardon?
I said can't pinpoint one, huh?
But here's the thing. Even though there are things that I would like to change, knowing that there is no possibility of ever changing them, I would think now that my response should be, I am content if I changed anything in my direction, just a hair, it would have changed the course of my. And at this point, I am so happy with the changes I've made. I found the experiences that I've gone through have made me who I am right now. And I respect the person that I am, and I believe that my life has made a difference just because I'm here. So I don't know that the changes would be as beneficial. In fact, I heard someone say that, and I don't know if it was Steve Harvey, I'm not sure, but it was something equivalent to, and I think when he was talking about his boys camp, because he has a camp that encourages young men, and he was saying a lot of the guys don't have their fathers in their lives, but if you did have your father in your life, who knows? Maybe he wouldn't support your dreams. Maybe he wouldn't encourage you to do the things that you've done on your own without him there. I mean, if you think about it, that could be a true statement, because there are some fathers that are great dads, and there are some dads who don't have the momentum as supporters and nurturers. So in that case, who can really say if I would be better off if I had taken the other job or married the other gentleman? We don't really know. So for my answer, I don't think that even if I could, I would change anything because I do like where I am.
Excellent. Excellent. You had stated almost the same thing that I said earlier when I was talking about changing something in my life. I said that because of the fact that I am who I am and that whatever went on in my life, albeit it may have been not good, it has shaped me into the person that I am today. And that was what I was saying. And I am definitely satisfied with who I am today. And like you said, who knows, had my situation changed at all, I might not be sitting here tonight talking to you listeners. So I need someone else. Is there someone else that would like to share? If they could go back in time and change anything in their life, what would it be? Oh, and I see we have a Mr. Coleman from Southfield.
She said she
Mr. Coleman.
Mr. Coleman from Southfield.
Never today.
She went on you.
I don't walk away from the phone. You called me up.
You good with your answer?
I hear a child. Mr. Coleman, are you there? Mr. Coleman?
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for calling in. The question tonight was if you could go back in time and change something in your life, what would that be?
If I could go back in time, change something in my life, I'd do more traveling. In my younger years, I would have been a little more traveled. I think that way would have been able to experience some other cultures and some other people, because you know that's one of the things that I enjoy doing and love to do, and I think that that's the only thing I would have changed for myself. It's just more traveling, meeting more people and different people at an earlier stage in my life.
So, Mr. Coleman, you don't sound like an old man. Is traveling out of your future?
No. I'm traveling now. I'm traveling now. So it's definitely not out of the question. I mean, I'm in a better position to do it now, you know. So I'm an empty nest now. So youngest daughter just graduated this year. So really looking forward to getting some stamps on the passport and going some places that I haven't been and, you know, doing a little traveling, making some lost time.
That sounds good. And thank you for sharing. I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah. Did you say what you would have changed? You could go back. I kind of stepped away from the radio.
I did state that at the beginning of the show that the one thing that I might have, if I could have changed in my life, would be my mom dying 3 days before my 10th birthday.
Oh, okay.
If there was something that I had control of. But because of the fact that she did, and I'm still here today, and like I said, the things that happen in your life, even if they're negative, they can turn you to a positive. Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Not all the time. But sometimes I don't know what my life would have been like if I had grown up with a mother. I'm sure
it would have been different.
But different good, different bad, I don't know. Because, you know, all parents are true parents. So that was what I stated early on. But because of who I am and where I am now, I'm happy. So whatever went on in my life before, I guess it, you know, maybe steered me in this direction. So, but I thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Now, what is the show supposed to be about this afternoon? What guest are you waiting for?
My guest, I guess, wasn't able to show up. He did share with me that he would be traveling in the mountains. And there would likely be no reception. So I'm sure that's what's going on right now.
Oh.
But if he gets an opportunity to come on, then we'll, you know, refer back to him. But right now, I'm talking to my listeners, and if there are those that want to share anything in their life that they would change, if they could go back and do it. So right now, we will have another break, and we'll be back.
Magnify His name with Elder Charnell P. Blaine and Divine Purpose. For all ministry engagements, contact us at area code 267-240-0709 or email us at dpministry01@aol.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're never too tired to give God an unconditional praise. Magnify His name.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. One in three women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband. And in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org, for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm on the air, Josh. I'll call you back.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
And we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. My guest has not come in yet. And right now we're talking about if you could go back in time and change something in your life, what would that be? And I have a caller who's chiming in. And this is Miss Margaret from Detroit.
Yes. If I could go back in. Hi. I'm Margaret from Detroit.
Thank you for calling in. Okay.
And if we could go back in time, actually, is two things that I would change if I could, and that would be getting my son to the doctor a lot earlier than I did before he died, mm-hmm. as well as having surgery in 2014 that I should have did without because it did not correct the problem that it was supposed to. And after waiting a couple of years, just a month shy of perhaps suing the doctor for the mistake, it was no longer a possible thing for me to do. Mm-hmm. So I have to deal with the pain that I had from the surgery, which is more so than it was before I had the surgery. And I refuse to go back and have it corrected.
Can you share with us what you had done?
It was a knee replacement.
Okay.
And they replaced my total left knee. And I've had trouble with it more so than I did before I had the surgery. And I've been going back and forth to doctors. I've had plenty of rehab, but to no avail, nothing's helped. Until the doctor finally says, well, we can always go back in and perhaps change the knee if the pain becomes too much for you, because I won't take pain medication due to a chronic kidney problem, which could raise that problem into another problem. So I'll deal with it. With the grace of God, I will deal with it, which is what I should have did before I allowed the surgery.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But do you want to share with us what happened to your son?
Well, he had just had his six-week shot, as you know, when they were born earlier. They said after 6 weeks, they're supposed to go in for their shots. And I'd taken him in for his shots, and for some reason it didn't take with him, and he became ill. And when I took him down to Children's Hospital, he died in my arms while I was waiting for a doctor.
Oh,
and when one doctor did get to him, she said, well, we revived him this time, but if it happens again, we won't be able to save him, in which it did. And I pretty much never got over that. I never had any more children. I adopted my daughter. And it's been a rough thing because that's a constant thing that helps haunt you all through your life of what if I could have done something more or better. But it was once again due to hospitals doing their job and perhaps doing something wrong that I didn't know that caused his death because I didn't have an autopsy at the time. So at 7 weeks, he was gone.
So, Margaret, that seems to be something very difficult to live with. Have you been able to at least get over it somewhat in order to live a normal life?
Well, yes. As I said, I adopted my daughter from my marriage, and she gave me five grandchildren, and they created 19 20 great grandchildren.
Okay.
One was just born. So I sort of put my love within my great grandchildren and my grandchildren. It's going to always be on your mind about the one, as they say, that got away because he's in the heart. He was a part of me.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm very sorry about your loss.
As far as if I could change anything back then, it would be those two things.
Okay.
And I don't hold much faith in doctors now.
Well, your faith should be in Christ. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Even though they say, you know, a lot of people are getting those knee operations and hip operations.
And
what I understand, that's only temporary. I mean.
Yes, they may give you 10 or 15 more years on that knee. And then they want to replace it.
Oh, I haven't even heard 10 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear that many.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, maybe in 10 or 15 years, they will have some magical, cure out there.
Well, they have announced it on TV from the American Medical Association that there is a new treatment that they are inserting in the knee, which is approximately $6,000 a knee.
Of course.
This woman who said her knee would swell up on her to the point she was non-functional. She couldn't go out and do shopping or mingle or anything. It was that much pain and that much swelling on her knee. And so this doctor inserted, I think it was about an hour procedure, and she was up and at him today. She's been on the go, and this is supposed to last anywhere from 6 months to a year. So I guess that depends on the individual.
For $7,000, and it only lasts 6 months to a year?
Yeah, but you know what? When you're dealing with a constant pain 24/7, that seems like a small price of relief.
Okay. Well, you got me there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Ms. Margaret from Detroit. Thank you for sharing with us.
You're quite welcome.
I appreciate you. And to all of my other listeners, tonight we're talking about if you could go back in time and change anything in your life, what would that be? Think about it. Think about it.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Thank you for continuing to listen to the Jenny White Show. We're back and we are talking about if you could go back in time and change something in your life, what would that be? And we've had some pretty good comments from the listeners. Someone would change her knee surgery and not have it. So she'd rather kind of live with the pain because it didn't change anything anyway. And then, some people say that it's their weight that they would change. And some people, like myself, said, I don't think I would change anything because if I change something, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. So I'm unfortunately, our guest for tonight was unable to come in. And I would like to see if there are any more listeners that are listening at this point that would like to make a comment. They can press the 1 and they would be streaming live on the air. If we have no one else that would like to make a comment, I would like to pose another question. This question is, should gay marriages be legalized? And I don't want everybody to press the button at once. Or maybe that might be something you'd rather not discuss. Okay, so we don't have any takers on the gay marriage. Well, I'm asking you this. Is marriage a dying institution? Not just for gay persons, for anybody. Most people nowadays don't want to get married. They want to be free to walk, I guess, if that's what they want to do. Well, we'll have one more comment, and then we will be ending the show for the night. But right now, we will go to a commercial.
57 South is a user experience design and development shop located in Philadelphia. We have over 12 years of experience in the visual communication field with a long list of satisfied customers. We provide innovative solutions for existing and emerging platforms. Got a plan? Let our team of talented professionals help bring it to life. You can reach us at 215-701-3934. You can visit our website, www.57south.com. We look forward to kickstarting your next project. Thank you. Have a great day.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
And I'd like to thank my listeners for hanging in there with me, even though our guests couldn't make it today. And I see I have someone that would like to make a comment or ask a question. Mr. Coleman, are you there?
No, this isn't Mr. Coleman. This is Ms. Williams.
Okay, Ms. Williams, is there a comment you'd like to make?
Actually, I just wanted to piggyback on the subject from earlier.
Which one?
About
if
what
you could go back?
Do differently. Yeah.
Okay.
What you would. And for me, it's not so much what I would, if I could go back, what I would do differently. It's what I would tell my younger self about how to move through the world. And that would be more so what others think of you doesn't matter because it affects how you move through the world. So I think that was one of the things that was most important when I reflect upon who I was back then. So it's not so much changing those things about me because it does shape me, but giving myself better advice.
So you would be, well, it would change somewhat, don't you think?
It would change how I move through the world. I wouldn't go back and
right.
change anything I did, but it
That's
would change how I move through.
If you listened, that's got a lot to do with it, too. A lot of times people tell us, I'm sorry?
What I would tell myself, not what other people tell you, because
okay.
other people's opinions really aren't your business. That's their opinion.
That's true. I agree. So, well, let me ask you this. The things that you would have told yourself, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you tell that to your children?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be done.
Absolutely.
And Listen, I thank you and I appreciate you for chiming in on this subject. And I would like to say, if there's someone else out there that would like to make a comment, ask a question, just press the 1 and you'll be streaming live on the internet. So there's no one else that would like to make a comment, or of if they could go back in time and change anything in your life, what would that anything be? Think about it. I appreciate all of you who chimed in on this comment. I apologize that my guest was not able to make it tonight. And what I would like to do is to wish all of you a great holiday. And please be safe and try not to drink too much and get into any arguments with anybody, and don't get behind the wheel and get pulled over by the police, because the world that we're living in now is a very different world than the one from the past. So be extra, extra careful during this holiday. And I would like to say to all of you, my name is Jenny White, and one thing I do is appreciate each and every one of you that called in to listen. I appreciate each and every one of you that made a comment, and I just appreciate each and every one of you for being so faithful. Every Friday at 8, some of you call in religiously. I don't take that lightly. I really appreciate that. And that's why I want you all to be safe, because I want you to come back and listen again. So this is Jenny White, and I'm saying good night to everyone, and God bless you. Good night.